Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ryan Cooper's here. Ryan is with the law firm Patchman Stein. He has the privacy information governance practice there in that firm. He's certified information privacy professional, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic, privacy and security and all the stuff that we need to do to protect our own stuff, but also the stuff that the information that we're entrusted with by our, especially our customers. Ryan Cooper, welcome to the show.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So let's talk about, and yes, folks, we're going to talk about Apple in a little bit. But first, Ryan, I want to talk about some of the things that you're seeing out there when you deal with your clients. I'm sure you deal with your clients in two ways, one proactively and one reactively, right?
Yeah, that's very much, and sometimes too often it's reactively. Yeah. But of course, you get a lot more value when we're thinking ahead and
planning. You like it when they say, "I want to prevent a problem," instead of what calling you up and saying, "I got a problem."
I do. Well, you know, I do. It's a lot more. It's a lot better for my clients' businesses. And they can spend a lot more time focusing on growing their business if we're looking to prevent problems from arising in the first place.
Let's talk about the scary stuff first. What's an example of a call you get from a small business owner who says they got a problem? What would be an example of something they might tell you?
So I'll get a call that some information has been compromised, some very valuable or sensitive information. It could be client information, customer information, sometimes it's health information. If it's a healthcare client,
is this where someone has breached their servers? What would be the source of the concern?
It comes in all forms. You know, one of the most frequent causes of a quote unquote data breach is actually lost hardware or information media like a flash drive.
Right.
Perhaps a couple laptops have been stolen out of the back of a car. Those laptops.
Mechanical solutions that you just don't. Just lock them up and don't let them get out, right? I mean, that didn't have anything to do with technology. That's just being boneheads, right?
Well, it's a combination. I mean, it is. You're absolutely right, and you touched on, I think, a key thing. I try and explain to my clients that when you talk about information security, a lot of times people think we're talking about technological problems and technological solutions. But some of the most effective solutions to data security are not first technology problems.
Right. They're policy.
That's right. There's policies, it's controls, it's management. And there's a lot of cost-effective, relatively easy operational changes you can make that could add a lot of contributions to this.
Well, you have a policy and you say, okay, this is you bet your job policy here. This is non-negotiable. And, you know, if you do something stupid and it hurts the company, you know, you're going to get to go work somewhere else.
That's right. A huge part of it is instilling a culture of making this important.
It's called a fear of God culture.
That's right.
All right. So that's a good example. But what about? Do you ever get any calls about being taken hostage, where someone takes over the computer? You get much of that?
We have not. Ransomware is certainly something you're seeing grow expand a lot. You saw a hospital in California recently. That was one of the largest examples I'm aware of. What you also see a lot of are calls where someone has been tricked into wiring a large amount of money to the wrong person.
Well, again, that's now we're back to bonehead.
That's why I impress upon my clients. You know, it starts with some simple employee training, and you have to instill that. You have to educate your employees. You have to train them, and you have to empower. You also have to empower them to challenge. To challenge things when they say, you know, this doesn't seem 100% right, or this is outside. Because there's a lot of pressure on employees on all of us. We want to be responsive to our customers and our clients, but sometimes you have to take a step and say, is this necessarily prudent, or am I getting the right information?
Right. Well, yeah, you've got to train them on things to watch for, things to notice, and tell them, look, if you have, before you click, ask. If it's not something you're sure about, before you click, ask. I'll be honest with you, Ryan. I get stuff. I interview people like you all the time. I think I'm pretty savvy about these things. But I get stuff in coming across my transom that sometimes makes me go, oh, whoa, I almost clicked on that.
Absolutely. And you know, scammers are getting more and more sophisticated all the time. And it is hard. But if you've got the right trainings, if you've got the right processes in place,
right,
you empower your employees or your personnel to ask questions when something's outside the norm.
Right.
And then some other technological solutions you can layer on top.
What are some other things that you recommend?
In addition to employee, when you do get into beyond processes and management and training your employees, then there are some technical solutions that you want to employ as a layer above that. And if you're talking about very valuable proprietary information, you want to be aware of where that is on your system. A lot of times I see clients, they have very sensitive information, and it's in multiple locations across their network. And they're not 100% sure where it is, and they're not 100% sure who has access credentials to it. So you want to manage that information and understand where it is and
right.
Make sure it's only where it needs to be, and the only people who have access to it are people who need access to it.
Right, right. And, of course, also I'm sure make sure that you've got there's this extra security certificate that we're all going to have right now. I mean, I'm sure you're recommending people get there in terms of their servers and their websites and all that, make sure that they've got they're up to date on all that.
Yeah, and that's a great point. That's one of the easiest that's a very cost-effective technical solution to information security is making sure that your software is up to date. Because that's also a very common root cause of a lot of breaches is that certificates were out of date or the latest software patches weren't installed. And there's rarely a good excuse for that.
Right, but that's one of the main ways that people get into you through your servers and through your website, and they take over your website. And folks, one of the things to remember, the security certificate is going to be non-negotiable with Google real soon, isn't it, Ryan?
That's right. You're seeing across the board a lot of companies requiring and mandating minimum
yep.
security
yep.
systems.
Like a customer, you don't want a customer to call you, folks, and say I can't do business with you anymore because when I send you customers of mine or people in my organization, you don't have the right security. You don't want to have that happen. So stay ahead of this. We come back, Ryan Cooper and I are going to talk about some other stuff, including the Apple FBI issue.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.